Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. This is Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm here with Mindy Kephart, the youth coordinator at the Marion County Extension Office. And Mindy, the county fair is coming up, and once again, 4-H will be there in full force with plenty of exhibits and things to do. Can you give us a little preview of what we can see at the county fair this year?
We're going to have the same shows that we always do, so if you want to come out and watch livestock such as cattle, swine, sheep, you absolutely can. Something new that we have this year is a Clover Kids Critter Show. So our Clover Kids members, which we have right around 40 in the county, can bring in a small animal or pet in a container, and they'll get to talk with the judge. And so that'll be really cute, pretty exciting. So I'm excited about that.
Okay. What is the what are some of the highlights every year that people really get excited for at the fair?
People definitely get excited, again, for the livestock shows. Last year we had a parade of champions, which was new last year, and it went over really well, and people are really excited to see that back again this year with a few tweaks, and you'll definitely see more animals. So that's on Wednesday night at, I think, 6 o'clock. If you can't make it out to see a lot of the shows during the day, you can come out at night and see all of the livestock that did win throughout the county fair, kind of all in one quick overview.
Is it just livestock, or will they?
They'll have all of the Dyer Hudson projects also. Okay. That are going to state fair, so you can kind of see a nice mix of everything.
Okay,
that
cool.
Night.
So basically every kid that wins a grand champion ribbon will be going through this parade of showing off perhaps their exhibit if they can carry it with them.
Absolutely. Yep. That's the plan.
So that's pretty cool. So we have 4-H'ers here, and you've said how many 4-H'ers are now going to be showing exhibits at the fair?
Well, not everybody has to exhibit at the fair, but right now currently we have 403 4-H members in Marion County.
And that's up over last year.
Yep, just a little bit higher than what we had last year.
That's good. And what do you think 4-H does for the youth of the county? Why do you think 4-H is so important?
It's a really good way to make connections and get to know people. A lot of the friends that I'm still friends with, it was, you know, through 4-H that I met them, or, you know, that we spent a lot of time together in 4-H. It offers you a lot of opportunities to kind of hone your leadership skills, either your county club level, or even we have a member who's on the state council for 4-H, so that's pretty exciting. She gets a lot of leadership opportunities there. You have a lot of opportunities to set goals for yourself and work to reach those goals, and then self-evaluate whether you met that goal or kind of, you know, switched partway through your project and went with a different goal. You can also work on public speaking and speaking with judges, which is, you know, kind of important. You're always going to have to have those communication skills throughout life.
Now, I know when I was growing up in 4-H, there were some exchange programs. Are those offered here at all?
We don't have any exchange programs. We do participate in the Citizen Washington Focus Trip. We have two delegates going this year from Marion County, Josh Dittmer and Kyle Willoughby, who actually both happen to be from Melcher. And I think they may have left this morning, actually, to go to Washington. So lots of opportunities to meet other 4-H members there and kind of see some different sites in Washington and just kind of learn some different things out there. We have another 4-H member who, not in correlation with 4-H, but the university extension kind of has a part in it. She's going to go to China and kind of after county fair but before state fair, Carrie Adrian's going to go to China and kind of learn about how food production over there is a little bit different than what it is here. So
yeah, I bet it's a little bit different.
So it's a pretty big trip, and she learned about it through 4-H. So just the different opportunities that become available through 4-H is pretty exciting.
Yeah, that's great. And so, how would you, if you were interested in joining 4-H in Marion County, how would you find out what club to join, and how would you start getting involved?
If you don't know anybody who is in 4-H, the easiest way is to contact us at the extension office. Or if you have a friend who's in 4-H and you know they have a 4-H club coming up, you can just go to that 4-H club with them and talk with the leader and decide if that's a good fit for you. Because what I kind of find interesting, when I was in 4-H, it was, you were pretty much, so, you know, this is the area you live in, this is kind of the club you're going to join. But what's really nice to see now is kids are really joining clubs that they feel most comfortable in, and kind of, you know, well, lots of people are working on livestock in this club, so that's, you know, a better fit for me. And so they're really, really working on finding the club that works best for them.
And then they have the opportunity to meet even more 4-H'ers, perhaps at the Iowa State Fair.
Absolutely, and that's coming up. Our kids have to, if they're going to show livestock at the State Fair, they have to let us know July 1st, so even before the county fair. And We have a lot of returning members, and I think we have quite a few new kids that are either going to do state fair, or there's a show out in Nebraska called Exarban in the fall, and we have a bunch of new kids going out to that this year too. So
that's really exciting.
Yeah.
Well, once again, my guest today has been Mindy Kephart, Marion County Extension Office Youth Coordinator. Stay tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Let's Talk Pella is up next.